Now, some of you are going to be irritated with me this morning, and many of you may be thinking, yeah, well, what's new? Well, you may think I'm rushing things too much, but I have a proposal for the next month. Proposal for the next month. Maybe 2 months if you're willing. Now, here's what I think you might be a little irritated with me about. 1 month from tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Yeah. That's what I thought too when I realized that. 1 month from tomorrow is Thanksgiving. It's hard to believe, isn't it? I was reading a blog this week, and the writer mentioned that by the time most pastors reach their Thanksgiving sermon, the congregation is already on to Christmas. Is that true? Now, I'm not saying, are we supposed to? What I'm saying is it true? Right? Because I can fight and kick, you know, those kids in the grocery store aisle that are throwing a temper tantrum. I've tried it. For some reason, culture makes no never mind of my opinions in that regard. But the blog said that by the time most pastors reach their Thanksgiving sermon, the congregation is already on to Christmas. So if I were to wait until the Sunday before Thanksgiving, which I've done for almost 20 years now, November 23rd this year, most of you would already be thinking about 2 months from yesterday, Christmas. Yes, I said 2 months from yesterday is Christmas. See why I thought you might get aggravated with me today? Well, this got me to thinking. What if we were to make November an attitude of gratitude month? Or a Eucharisto month. And that means to give thanks. That's Greek for give thanks or giving thanks. What if we were to make November an attitude of gratitude month? You know, I was thinking about habits last week. I was talking about habits last week, and I was reflecting on that this week. And how we need to be spiritually balanced. Do you remember that? Spiritually balanced. The habit of praying. The habit of tithing to your church. The habit of studying Scripture. The habit of attending worship. These, although scripturally, these are things that we are called to do as Christians, in all honesty, they are habits. And it's easy to get out of those habits. And it's hard to get back into those habits. Amen? So you know, we have the habit of praying, of tithing, of studying Scripture, of attending worship, of doing many things in our life. I've always understood with dieting and exercise, if you can diet or exercise for 14 days, you have created a habit of living that lifestyle. Has anybody found that to be true? Maybe I should ask another question. Has anyone heard that is what they say? Supposedly, if we do, they say 2 weeks. But, you know, for 14 days, if we can do that habitually for 14 days, whatever it is, a way of eating, a way of thinking, you know, whatever it is, exercise, we will have begun or started a habit in our life. So, if we can conscientiously and on purpose live a life of gratitude or have an attitude of gratitude the entire month of November, it is very likely that we will make a habit of living that way and our attitude of gratitude will continue on into 2015. What do you think? Can I get an amen on that? Now, as far as you actually doing that, can I get an amen on that? Well, here are three reasons why I think this is an awesome idea and it would be fun to try. See, one of the things that I believe, pardon me, Dana, what'd you give me here? One of the things that I believe as a pastor is, yes, we need to be guided in the truth, amen, and all that. But I also believe that we need to celebrate what God has done in our lives. And I think that's one of the things so many times, even me, I don't mean even me as in that's an exception. I'm saying even the pastor, whoever the pastor is, gets bogged down with life. Amen? All of us, since we are human beings, have troubles. Every single one of us. There's really no way that we can live where we have no troubles in our life. And so I guess what I'm thinking is if each of us can do our best to create a habit of this attitude of gratitude, what is that going to do for the church? Huh? Well, let me start this another way. Who is the church? You are. I am. So if each of us have a attitude of gratitude, what is that going to do for the church, since each of us is the church? Right? I'll tell you. Here we go. I have three reasons why I think this is an awesome idea and it'd be fun for us to try. First of all, Thanksgiving is more than an American holiday. It's a godly way of life. A thankful heart is more than a good idea. It's the will of God for His people. Now, here is what our scripture for today said, in case you missed it. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is what? The will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And then what's that last sentence? Do not quench the Spirit. Paul's words in Thessalonians have something to teach us about the will of God. He wants us to be thankful from the heart. Why torture ourselves over discovering God's will when the obvious first step is right in front of us? Amen? Let's read this together. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. The next thought that I thought of is true thankfulness should be a mark of God's community. True thankfulness should be a mark of God's community. We, the church, we've already established that. Each of us is the church. Above all people should have an attitude of gratitude. Amen? That isn't saying we don't have our problems. That isn't saying that we don't wake up some days and don't feel the best, right? But that what that's saying is, because of what God has done for us in Jesus Christ, because of our knowledge of what God has done for us in Jesus Christ, we above all people should have an attitude of gratitude. I want you to look at the way of life that was exhibited by the early church. Now listen to this. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, oh, by the way, that worshiping, a habit of worship and being together in the church, right? Day by day, as they spent what? Much time together in the temple, which is the church, right? They broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts. What were they doing? Praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And what happened because of that? Day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. You know, how many times have we overlooked the glad and generous hearts? Did you notice that? Day by day, they spent much time together in the temple. They broke bread at home and ate their food with what? Glad and generous hearts. I don't know about you. I just read over that for years of my life. They did that with glad and generous hearts. You see, happiness is not a duty required by God. It is the result of new life in Christ. Amen? You don't have to get very far into the fruit of the Spirit to see the role of thankfulness in producing love, joy, and peace. And look what a byproduct is of our glad and generous hearts and for praising our God. What happened? And day by day, the Lord what? The Lord added to their number those who were being saved. This attitude is contagious, folks. It's like taking a virus, right, and flipping it on its head, isn't it? This is a contagion that is awesome. This is a contagion that we want. This attitude of gratitude is something that we need to start within ourselves, and so that the entire community will be a part of it. All right, three. The best defense against stress is a happy heart. The best defense against stress is a happy heart. Gratitude is the ultimate immune booster. An example of studies about this is an article from WebMD. It's called Boost Your Health with a Dose of Gratitude. It's no surprise that God's way is the good way. There are huge benefits of a thankful heart to both body and soul, even for the simple, everyday things that are around us. It doesn't matter if you repeat yourself some days. Some things are worth giving thanks for every single day. Amen? God's people should be a thankful people, a grateful people, those who perceive gratitude as a permanent trait rather than a temporary state of mind. Isn't there a song? Temporary state of mind. Anyway, have an edge. I get myself in trouble because I have no clue what the song's about. But anyway, have an edge on that not so, they have an edge. Okay, sorry. My ADD skipped in there. Grateful people have an edge on the not so grateful when it comes to health. Grateful people have an edge on the not so grateful when it comes to health, according to this Emmons research on gratitude. Now listen to this. Grateful people take better care of themselves and engage in more protective health behaviors like regular exercise, a healthy diet, regular physical examinations. Listen to some of the points in this article. An attitude of gratitude is a stress buster. It's no secret that stress can make us sick, particularly when we can't cope with it. It's linked to several, now listen to this, this was amazing to me. It's linked to several leading causes of death, including heart disease and cancer, and claims responsibility for up to 90% of all doctor visits. Stress. Gratitude, it turns out, can help us better manage stress. They have measured this. Emmons says that gratitude research is beginning to suggest that feelings of thankfulness have tremendous positive value in helping people cope with daily problems, especially stress. Isn't that awesome? So, gratitude, this attitude of gratitude, is the ultimate immune booster. Grateful people tend to be more optimistic, and optimism is a characteristic that researchers say boosts the immune system. This was part of that study. There are some very interesting studies linking optimism to better immune function. So what they say is, in one, researchers comparing the immune systems of healthy first-year law students under stress found that by midterm, students characterized as optimistic based on their survey responses maintained higher numbers of blood cells that protect the immune system compared with their more pessimistic classmates. Optimism also can have a positive health impact on people with compromised health. In a separate study, patients confronting AIDS, as well as those preparing to undergo surgery, had better health outcomes when they maintained attitudes of optimism. Isn't that just amazing? Gratitude in the face of loss. This is something that amazed me as well. Even in the face of tremendous loss or tragedy, it's possible to feel gratitude. In fact, adversity can boost gratitude. A blatant example is 9/11, 2001. Research found that there was an immediate surge of gratitude following the events of that day. Of course, they wondered why, and they realized that the increased gratitude was related to belonging, being a part of a family, being a part of a community. Does that mean being a part of a community of Warsaw? Well, possibly, maybe for smaller towns, but the community was more like a church, being a part of this type of a community. But they also found that gratitude in the aftermath of 9/11 helped buffer people against the negative effects of stress, making them less likely to suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. Many of you and your families, because of people in your families who have gone off to war, have suffered this or have seen how this post-traumatic stress disorder works in a person's life. And community and the feeling of gratitude and optimism help overcome that. So a thankful heart is a heart awake to God's goodness. A thankful heart is a heart awake to God's goodness. It lives in the constant wonder of God's first judgment about the world when God said, "It is good." Let the world overflow with thanksgiving. The thankful heart speaks the language of heaven. So, what do you say, folks? How about making November be a month where we intentionally have an attitude of gratitude? What do you think? You want to try it out? I'd love to try it out. And as we lead up to Thanksgiving, you know what? We may find that we have so much to be thankful for, even more than we ever considered. But as we lead up to Thanksgiving, make it a month where we intentionally look for things that we are grateful for and actually be thankful. Live in a grateful way with Thanksgiving in your heart. For, you know, you could maintain a gratitude journal. Maybe some of you do this already. Maintain a gratitude journal. You could post on Facebook and Twitter the things you are grateful for. I've seen many of you do that already. Some of you have done that in the past, all right? You could write a list of benefits in your life and then ask yourself, do I take these for granted? You could write a list of people in your life and then ask yourself, do I take these folks for granted? You could simply talk to yourself in a more positive, optimistic, and appreciative way. I don't know about you, but more often than not, I find myself saying to myself, that was the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Right? Now, that may be true, but do you hear what I just did to myself? Right? Or, Eric, you are an idiot. Some of you may agree with that. But do you hear what I just did to myself? I'm sure many of you do the same thing. That's what I'm talking about here. Don't do that. Simply talk to yourself in a more positive, optimistic, and appreciative way. And finally, you could do your best to always reframe your situation in a positive way. I am amazed by people that can, I mean, it can be the most desperate situation. And they can reframe that and make it, wow, I kind of wish I was in your shoes type situation. You know what I'm saying? Do you know people like that? It can be the most desperate situation and they will look at it and say, you know what? Blah, blah, blah. Make it a positive situation. It is amazing to me how people do that. I work at that myself. So, you can maintain a gratitude journal. You could post on Facebook and Twitter the things you are grateful for. You could write a list of benefits in your life and then ask yourself, do I take these things for granted? You could write a list of people that are in your life and then ask yourself, do I take these folks for granted? You could simply talk to yourself in a more positive, optimistic, and appreciative way, and you could do your best to always reframe your situation in a positive way. Our scripture for today said, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit." So again, what do you say? How about making November be a month where we intentionally have an attitude of gratitude. After all, folks, it is the ultimate immune booster. Amen? Let's pray. Holy God, thank you so much for this day. We give you praise for gratitude. And although we're a month away from Thanksgiving, we ask for your power. We ask for your direction. We ask for your energy, your courage. We just ask for you to encourage us, God, as we think about looking at life, looking at our situation, looking at the situation around us in a more positive way. May we truly have an attitude of gratitude. May we think about those ways that you have blessed us rather than the things that are going wrong in our life. May we think about those people who bless us, Lord, rather than those people that may put us down. But in all those areas, may we be grateful. May we have an attitude of gratitude. May we say thank you, God, for my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.